Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many think that the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel is great, that they are really, truly good allies, a rock-solid friendship. But is that correct? Is that right? Or is that wrong? On the other hand, many believe the lip services of the European community that they are great friends of the UK, or at least Great Britain. But even though there have been some hurdles recently, most think it's still a very rock-solid relationship. Are they right? Or maybe they are wrong too? Let me talk about first the relationship between Israel and the United States of America, because as I will point out, the Bible paints quite a different picture from what is commonly believed today. Here's an article by Israel Today, dated July 20. The mantra that the U.S.-Israel relationship is rock solid, and the U.S. has Israel's back, so often proclaimed in the breach by both countries, may be wearing thin in Israel. Israel knows the U.S. has never truly had its back. During Israel's 1947-48 War of Independence, the U.S. imposed an arms embargo to prevent Israel from defending itself against the heavily armed Arab armies invading it. In the 1956 Suez War, the U.S. forced Israel to withdraw from the Sinai and Gaza after Israel's victory over Egypt. The 1967 Six-Day War, the U.S. pressured Israel to halt its advance on Damascus. In the 1973 Yom Kippur War, U.S. fear of Arab criticism led to delays in resupplying Israel. The 2014 Israel-Gaza conflict, which saw the U.S. temporarily suspend arms shipments, showed again that Israel could not depend on a U.S. resupply during wartime. The U.S. opposed Israel's destruction of Iraq's nuclear reactor in 1981 and Syria's in 2007. Now, the U.S. is facilitating Iran's acquisition of nuclear weapons. Over the decades, whenever Israel defended itself against attacks from its neighbors, the U.S. intervened to force Israel to back off. This prevented decisive victories that could have discouraged future wars and led to lasting peace settlements. The claim that Israel can always count on American military support is a fiction that both countries want to maintain. The U.S. does it to reassure its domestic Jewish population. Israel does it so its enemies will see Israel as that much stronger. American support, which includes some $4 billion a year in military aid, is a mixed blessing, partly because it comes with strings attached. Israel must spend the lion's share of the money on U.S. arms that don't always provide value for money. Worse, the subsidies lead many Americans to believe Israel should be accountable to the United States, giving Israel's critics license to interfere in Israeli affairs. While many U.S. administrations have been high-handed in their relations with Israel, the Biden administration has been especially discourteous, reflecting increased hostility towards Israel from America's progressive left. It has referred to the Israeli government as extremist, scolded Israel on all manner of issues, and refused to invite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. And recently we see again how America tries to intervene in the domestic affairs, the internal affairs of Israel, regarding the judicial reform situation. And when the president was addressing Congress here in the United States, some of the left-wing Democrats refused to attend. So the frictions are ongoing. And let me just tell you that the Bible is telling us that the relationship between Israel and the United States of America will continue to deteriorate. They will ultimately be at each other's throats, something people don't want to believe, something which the Bible clearly reveals. Now, what about the other aspect I was referring to earlier, the situation, the relationship between the European Union and Great Britain? Now, here's an article by The Telegraph, painting a somewhat different picture from what many people like to believe. This is dated July 21. During her Tory leadership campaign, Liz Truss was asked if President Macron of France was a friend or foe. She indicated it was too early to tell. Today, however, the question is not whether France is our friend or foe, but whether the EU as a whole is. For this week, at the end of a meeting with Latin American states, the EU issued a communique which called the Falkland Islands the Malvinas. Clearly, all member states had discussed the matter before agreeing to the communique and backing the Hispanics. The EU must have known that the Argentina claim is baseless. There has been a British colony on the Falkland Islands since 1833. There has never been an equivalent Argentine one. We fought a war to retain the islands in 1982, where 255 British servicemen died. In 2013, in a democratic referendum, 99.8% of the population voted to remain British. The EU knows all this, but chooses to ignore it, because since Brexit, we are now its enemy. It wishes to humiliate us whenever possible. The defense of democracy matters little to it. Gibraltar is like the Falklands. The Spanish seized it from the Moors in 1462. The British conquered it in 1704 and acquired it permanently by the Treaty of Utrecht in 1713. So it was Spanish for 242 years and has been British for 319 years. Moreover, a referendum in 2002 showed 98.97% of the population rejected joint sovereignty with Spain. Another in 1967 had shown 99.67% wanted to remain British. Now, though, we can expect the new government forming in Spain, sooner or later, to blame the situation on Brexit and push again for sovereignty talks with the full support of the EU. And then the article goes on to say, the EU is not our friend. It is only nice to us when it needs us. The EU's true colors have been shown over Northern Ireland, too. There, the Windsor Framework was supposed to solve trade disputes by creating a green lane, which would allow all goods from the UK headed only for Northern Ireland, free and frictionless transit. Yet, the EU has imposed such a burden of regulation on the trusted traders supposed to benefit from this that many have given up trying to use it. In short, the EU is making Northern Ireland a foreign country, and it is doing so deliberately. The hostilities between the EU under German leadership and the UK, especially Great Britain, will continue. The Bible tells us very clearly it is coming to a point where there's going to be war between these two power blocks. Now, many don't believe that. Many don't think that that is possible. But the Bible doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. And God is telling you that in these end times in which we live, that is exactly what is happening. Finally, America, Great Britain, and Israel will be all alone. I mean, we are not talking about the enemies they already have. We are talking about the so-called friends, the so-called allies. But they will be all alone. There won't be any true friends or allies. Everybody will turn on those three powers. And of course, they will also have a contentious relationship amongst themselves. That's what the Bible tells you. That is what we are telling you. We have prepared two booklets which go into these issues in great detail. One is entitled Evil Empires and Evil People. And you got to read this booklet to know who the evil empires and the evil people are. And the second booklet, brand new, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. Because it's clearly prophesied that Europe and Germany will rise, even more so than they're already doing it. But they will also fall, and that fall will be disastrous. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.